York City. Comedy Central presents Louis Black.
You guys are way too excited, and that puts a lot of pressure on me, and I don't respond well to pressure. I watched the Super Bowl again this year because I am an idiot. I've watched every Super Bowl. I've watched every Super Bowl because I have no religion. And I think it's important for man to have a ritual. And the Super Bowl is on once a year on Sunday. So at least I'm trying. I have no religion because I was born and raised Jewish. And on the first night of Hanukkah, my parents, when I was very young, gave me a top to play with. They called it a dreidel. I knew it was a top. And as I looked at that top, I said, you know, I don't think I'm going to be Jewish for very long. The Super Bowl this year was kind of interesting because they ran 3.5-4 hours of a salute to America brought to us by the NFL. So by the time they were kicking off, I was actually sick of freedom. I pined to be enslaved. But last year's Super Bowl was historic because for the first time ever, I spent the first 6 minutes watching this game. They went to 4 minutes of commercials. They came back. I forgot who was playing. And some of the commercials are spectacular. They're extraordinary. They're like mystery stories. You don't even know what they're selling until the very end. Three rabbits are on a log. And one of them goes home and hangs himself. Buy a bike. Pepsi ran an ad. At the last Super Bowl, it was the most psychotic ad I've ever seen. The ad was starring Britney Spears. She came out and she was singing about Pepsi. But you don't know what she's singing because she can't sing. So the message you got was, titty, 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 ass, 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 titty, titty, ass, ass, ass. More ass. Titty, 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 ass, 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 titty, titty, ass, ass. Then it was halftime. And halftime at the Super Bowl is the best. Because halftime at the Super Bowl has gotten exponentially worse every year. I use the word exponentially because I was taught it in the math class. And that's the first sentence I could use it in. Exponentially worse means crappier and crappier and crappier. Last year, the halftime show was presented by MTV. Because when I think music, oh yeah, I think MTV. The people who have done everything they could in my lifetime to destroy music as I know it. And in case you don't realize it, MTV is to music as KFC is to chicken. So who does MTV get to play at halftime? They get NSYNC. Sure, because when I think football, I think it's sick. And it was interesting because I'd never heard NSYNC play. Because, you know, when they come on, I like to take a pencil and shove it in my ear. And that would have been enough for a halftime show, but no. Quite shortly thereafter, they're joined by Aerosmith. I have NSYNC and Aerosmith. And I am confused. NSYNC and Aerosmith are two bands that shouldn't be in the same state at the same time. So NSYNC and Aerosmith began to play, but what they played was not music. What you heard was the sound of chaos. I know that sounds strange, but it's true. Because I could hear the sounds of pigs being slaughtered. And women were weeping and men were gnashing their teeth. I heard sounds that were so horrible, if I were to repeat them to you, you would flee from this room in horror. Well, I thought, this has got to be over soon. I've been watching this halftime show since I was 11 years old. But no! The boys are joined by Britney Spears. I have NSYNC and Aerosmith and Britney Spears. I have a trifecta from hell. But I was lucky, because I had a spoon in my hand. And I shoved it up my ass. You may be wondering why. To distract myself from the pain. Because if I'm going to hurt that much, I'm going to do it to myself. Oprah calls that empowerment. You know, I was surprised this year at the Super Bowl that Santa didn't land and that we just started Christmas again. I will tell you that you Christians have created a holiday that has become a beast that cannot be fed. Every year, Christmas gets longer and longer and longer, and you don't care, do you? You just take more and more of the calendar for yourself. It's unbelievable. How long does it take you people to shop? It's beyond belief. It's insane. When I was a kid, Halloween was Halloween, and Santa wasn't poking his ass into it. The worst thing about Halloween is, of course, candy corn. It's unbelievable to me. Candy corn is the only candy in the history of America that's never been advertised. And there's a reason. All of the candy corn that was ever made was made in 1911. And so, since nobody eats that stuff, every year there's a ton of it left over. And the candy corn company sends the guys to the villages and they collect out of the dumpsters all the candy corn we've thrown away. They wash it. I'll never forget the first time my mother gave me candy corn. She said, "Here, Louis, this is candy corn. It's corn that tastes like candy." This tastes like crap. And every year since then, Halloween has returned and I, like an Alzheimer's patient, find myself in the room, and the room has a table in it, and on the table is a bowl of candy corn. And I look at it, because I've never seen it before. Candy corn, I think. Corn that tastes like candy. I can't wait. Son of a bitch! Thanksgiving used to be Thanksgiving, and it was its own holiday, not Christmas part one. When I was a kid, you ate and you drank and you passed out, and nobody woke you up and said, "Let's go shopping." But Christmas has gotten out of control. But when I was a kid, I wanted to celebrate it. But I couldn't because I'm Jewish. But when you compare Christmas to Hanukkah, there's no comparison. Christmas is great. Hanukkah sucks. How do we celebrate Hanukkah? We celebrate it with candles. Little tiny pissant candles. You Christians, on Christmas, Santa comes and he brings a ton of stuff. It's unbelievable. It's extraordinary. I go next door to see my best Christian pals. I'll never forget it. And the whole house is filled with boxes. It's like a warehouse. And out back, there's six ponies. Six! We were going to buy Princess One, but we loved all of them. Merry Christmas! People believe that Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. And that's a liar, liar, pants on fire situation. Most Jewish families don't make it past the fourth day. It doesn't happen. Come on, aren't we going to light the lights? No, enough's enough. First night you get socks, second night an eraser, a notebook. It's a back-to-school holiday. In my travels, I made an extraordinary discovery. You know, from the beginning of time, man has looked at the heavens and truly believes that the universe ends out in space. Well, that's not true. I've seen the end of the universe, and it happens to be in the United States. And oddly enough, it's in Houston, Texas. I know, I was shocked too. Imagine my surprise when I left the comedy club one day and walked to the end of the block, and there on one corner was a Starbucks. And across the street from that Starbucks, in the exact same building as that Starbucks, there was a Starbucks. I looked back and forth thinking the sun was playing tricks with my eyes. But there was a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. And that, my friends, is the end of the universe. People say, "How do you know?" And I say, "Go there. Stand between those two Starbucks. Look at your watch. Time stands still." And if you look this way and look at only the one Starbucks, immediately you think, when I turn around, there can't possibly be a Starbucks behind me. Nobody could be that stupid. And if there was a just and loving God, he wouldn't allow this kind of thing to happen. So you turn slowly, thinking you'll see a Denny's or a Gap or a mobile station. And there's a Starbucks! People have asked, are there too many Starbucks? Now we know. When you build a Starbucks across from a Starbucks, that's it. Game over. What group of people would need the service of a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. I've thought about this long and hard. And there's only one group of people, and they're the only group of people that make this joke of mine work. And that's people with Alzheimer's. It has to be a group of people who can drink coffee all day in a Starbucks and then walk across the floor and open the door. Gentlemen, do my eyes deceive me? I believe that's a Starbucks. I think it's time we had a cup of Joe. People snapped after September 11th. The one who truly snapped, the leader of the snap, was Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell was crazy before, and if you didn't know that, I'd like you to wear aluminum foil so we know who you are. Jerry Falwell said that the reason that September 11th happened, the reason that God allowed it to happen, was because of certain people in our country. People like, and I'm quoting, the Pagans, which is a motorcycle group. Feminists. He brought up feminists. He used the word even. God, I thought I haven't heard that word in a while. Did he really think it was feminists? Is that what upset God? That women, a number of years ago, had decided to leave the kitchen and go into the workplace and demand equal wages and demand power equal to a man? That's what upset God? That God looked down into the kitchen and there was not a stew on the oven? And the spice rack was in disarray and he said, I will smoke them. And I couldn't believe it. He said that God had actually talked to him and said, these were the people. That was the reason. It was those people, and that was why God allowed this to happen. And I thought, well, that's odd, because God had called me 12 hours before. And he said the reason that he was upset was because of people like Jerry Falwell. If I learned anything from September 11th, it was that I survived trauma through my sense of humor. That's how I deal with it. That's how it works for me. A lot of people are lucky because they have religion, but I had a dreidel, so that was out. Then, of course, there's patriotism, which I think is good. In a lot of ways, except for a 3.5-hour chunk before the Super Bowl. But patriotism and religion are only good and only in balance when they have a sense of humor. And when they don't, things go awry. All we have to do is look at our enemy. That's a group that does not have a sense of humor. That's a group that is just snapped. And that's what happens when you don't laugh. You get all wound up in what you're believing in, and nobody's going, and you're screwed. But you can't deny the faith of these people that we fight. It's absolute. They believe that if they kill themselves, they will be met in heaven by 70-some-odd virgins. Imagine that kind of faith. to think that that would happen when I haven't met one on earth. You guys, I adore you.